Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening, taking time out of your busy schedule and just coming on in with us. We appreciate you tonight. I tell you, I have a treat for you guys tonight, a treat. You know, I'm always talking about, you know, it's time to stop existing and living the life that God created for you to live. So we get one life and we have this temple that we have to truly take care of. And with that said, we have the amazing, multifaceted, multi-talented Dez on the line with us tonight. But before we bring him on, like I say each and every week, we got to thank our sponsors because they are so graciously taking care of us each and every week. And thank you to Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on all of your online bookstores. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in your custom products for your business and personal needs. Angelise Washington will take care of you. She can take care of your t-shirts, your cups, your pens, mugs, journals, and much, much more. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, beside Golden Crust, located inside F&D Beauty. I tell you, Roz, take care of all of your hair care and beauty needs, ranging from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, lock maintenance, makeup, sew-ins. I'm telling you, whatever it is you need, Roz will take care of you. Let her know that Miss On Fire and Inspire sent you, because she definitely takes care of me and keeping me beautiful. And if call her at 404-599-3712 to make your appointment. Again, that was 404-599-3712. She can take care of all of your beauty and hair care needs. And then PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So we want to thank each and every sponsor for supporting On Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly, truly appreciate you guys. We can't thank you enough. But guys, we have an awesome show lined up for you tonight. And the topic is intentionally living well. Now, you can live well, but when you're intentional about something, that's a whole nother level. So we want to thank Mr. Dez Silly that's online with us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Dez. How are you tonight?
I'm doing exceptionally well. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
Oh, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. We appreciate you.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoy, you know, giving information out to people who may not have heard different things before. And I would just say ahead of time that if your listeners may want to take out a pen and paper or even, you know, record this information, and I know you can pull it up to other times, because I'm really going to try to get some information out that can really, I guess, help them or give them some type of assistance. So I'm excited.
Great, great, great. Well, guys, get your pen and paper out so you can take some notes on this great information that he's going to share with us about taking care of your temple, because we're going to be intentional about some things. We have to be, because we got to take care of these temples if we got to be doing all the things that we're called to do. So, Dez, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm an entrepreneur. My background is actually, and most people meet me, they're shocked, is I consider myself an artist. You know, I started sewing when I was 5 years old. I became very proficient by the time I was 17 years old. I was, you know, good enough to work at some of the you know, really top fashion houses in New York City. And from that, I got eventually into real estate investing, and how I got into this whole topic of health and wellness sometime back in the 80s. I just wanted to know, you know, as I progressed in my years, I wanted to be a healthy person. And I was working with a young lady by the name of Monique Perry. And I was like, this is a really beautiful sister. And I was like, what did you do? So while I was doing real estate and I was a fashion guy, I wanted to know what she did. And she introduced me to a good brother by the name of Benjamin. And he gave me some really good information about health and wellness. That led me on my exploration. I was like in 1988, 1989. So while I was doing my fashion and doing my real estate and other businesses I've been involved in, I literally went on an exploration of learning a lot of health secrets and a lot of health and wellness information over the years, not only learning it, but applying it to my life. So I guess that's a real quick bio about me and you know, how I arrived, you know, here on your show today.
I tell you, and it's funny how you kind of stumbled upon something that became another love for you. You love your you know, the design and things of that nature, and you're very gifted in it. I saw something that you posted today that you had created the sample and the pattern. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you much. Well, as you know, what's interesting, you know, my mother and father, you know, I grew up in the South Bronx, and we used to have our own family shop. It was a buttonhole trimming and fabric shop. So I used to always see my mother go to sleep, and she'd have stuff cut out, and I wake up, and it was made. And from a young kid, I was like, it's interesting. I wonder, how do you do that? So, you know, I can't say I was like many other people wanting to be in the fashion industry. It was more or less the artistry and the craft of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of inspired me to kind of get into that. And when I was in my teenage years, I next kid, Paulette, she's listening, my next door neighbor, I lived in the project. And I was trying to impress a young girl about, you know, my skills. And while I thought I was good at what I wasn't really good enough, my older sister, Colleen Hagen, literally said, if you can sew well, I'll pay you. And I was probably 13, 14 years old. And from that point on, between 13 to 17, Colleen literally gave me work. Well, I sewed almost every day for years. So by the time I was really a 17-year-old kid, I graduated high school. I literally had skills enough for my stuff to appear in Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Saks Fifth Avenue. That's my skill level. So that was a big lesson for me, that, you know, if you have a passion in anything, you do it systematically day after day after day, you're going to reach, you know, meteoric levels in terms of professionalism and skills. So that's kind of how I got into that. Plus, my mother and my grandmother was really good at it, so that helped also.
Yes, it was in your blood, so to speak, as the old folks say.
Well, I have brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters didn't necessarily take to it.
Really?
I guess... No, not really. You know, I had three other brothers and one sister, and each one of us do different things. It's interesting as you grow up. You know, I was always one of those people that wanted to find out how things work. You know, throughout my teenage years, I always read mysteries like Agatha Christie. I probably read all Agatha Christie books or any mystery book. So, I guess me even trying to find out about disease and health and wellness. It's sort of a mystery for me learning how to sew. It was a mystery for me to learn how to put together a pattern, make a fur coat, make a leather outfit. It was a mystery. So I liked unwrapping the mystery. And once I unwrapped it, you know, and I saw that there was simplicity to it, then I said, okay, let me share it with the world. So all the different things, personality, like, okay, what's the mystery behind this information? And once I know it, I think it's a good thing to share. Like people have shared these things with me.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. So you delved into the health and wellness. You wanted to live a healthy life and just really, really take care of yourself so that you could pursue everything that you really wanted to do. So as you were finding that out, you know, that you really love the health and wellness, you stumbled upon something. You said all diseases can be eradicated. And
exactly.
So can you expound upon that?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would say, and this is something that I have a young son, and me and my lady's homeschooling my kid, and I teach my son. I said, listen, I don't care what disease or what disorder you can catch. He's only 8 years old, so I'm going to drill it through his brain until he's a man. He's going to know it. And this is for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always the same five things. All right. Now, I have to tell you, I didn't learn this from the first group of people that I met. I started to figure this stuff out after I went to all the different teachers and different mentors and reading different books. And so it began to realize how simple it was. So here's the five reasons why anybody has a disease or a disorder. Number one, there's a clogging up of either the cis person's eyesight gets messed up, that their eyesight is being clogged with mucus and pus. A person has cancer, then it's a clogging up of that part of the body. The person has leg pain, there's a clogging up. Person has backache, there's a clogging up. So the big thing that is the clogging up of the body, okay? The second issue is there's acidity, okay? Now, let me say this. If something's clogged up, the opposite is you have to unclog it. So this is how you learn how to heal yourself. The second big thing is acidity. So, you know, a person has a, you know, problem with their foot. Their foot is not only clogged, but it's acidic. The opposite of acidity is alkaline. Person has I've had many people have migraine headaches. I said, listen, first of all, your colon's very clogged up, and it's acidic, not only in your stomach and your brain. If you don't deal with that, you're going to be a person that's going to grow old, that's going to get dementia and different things. So you get these clues. So that's what I have to do. You have to now get your body to be more alkaline. Okay? Things are the lack of oxygen. Okay?
Okay.
In our society today, there's different type of viruses people are concerned about. The flu virus, you know, the Zika virus, herpes virus, the HIV virus. I always tell people, look it up in any encyclopedia, which you say how old I am, or Google, or Yahoo, or anything like that. You're going to see all viruses are nothing more than an environment that lacks oxygen. Everyone. Every single, if a virus comes out, it's an acidic, clogged up, lacking oxygen environment. So the simplicity of it is, you have to get that part of your body, or that part of your system, become more oxygenated. So that's the key thing. The body is lacking oxygen. It's clogging up of oxygen. And we can discuss a little bit later of how people get these toxic states. The fourth thing is there's a lack of hydration. Okay, if you see a baby being born, the baby's all plump and it's all fresh like a nice berry. You know what happens is most people have a lifestyle of eating and unfortunately putting certain things in their body that dehydrate their system. So how do you properly hydrate? And you usually want to hydrate yourself with alkaline drinks. Many drinks that we may become accustomed to, I'm not just about a bad thing or a good thing, are usually acidic. So you have to learn what are alkaline drinks and how can I drink a significant amount of alkaline drink or alkaline foods that hydrate my body correctly. And last but not least, which is probably the most misunderstood thing, is toxic thinking. And I remember I uncovered this, and I was like, wow, I didn't want to believe it. I said, wow, we do affect ourselves by our thinking. And the key thing is understanding what toxic thinking is, why this toxic thinking, or loving thinking, or uplifting thinking, and what is that, and how do you know that thinking the right way is affecting you. And just to get a little more in detail about that, if you ponder the word thinking, okay, and what's happening, you know, you could be thinking about a love, you could be thinking about tragedy, you could be thinking about something beautiful, you could be thinking about something sad. Every time you think something, what you're actually doing is you are really feeding not only your physical body, but your spiritual body, and you can feel it. You'll feel it after a while. So understanding how to think correctly and why thinking is feeding you. I always say to people who I'm helping or I'm coaching or assisting, probably one of the most important things you can learn to do is think differently, imagine differently, ponder differently. And I always say to people, it's not theoretical. You can see results extremely fast. I mean, sometimes the same day fast. Sometimes it's in the same 15 minutes fast. It doesn't take that long. But those are the five things to recap: blocking of the body, lack of oxygen, the person not hydrated correctly, the person's acidic, and they have toxic thinking. I don't care what disease it is, it's always either one or combination of those five things. Okay? If you like, I could go in to talk about, you know, what I would say are optimal sources of sustenance that people may want to start considering in terms of what they're going to take inside their body, because that becomes the big issue. Because people will say, well, you know, but Dennis, how did I get this way? Either I tell people, either you did it to yourself unintentionally, for who your loved ones did it to you unintentionally. And I say unintentionally because you can do something and don't really understand what you're doing, you know. And I had to come to that revelation myself, you know. I was like, oh man, you know, there's certain things I like doing and eating and engaging in. I didn't understand how they affect me, and just to get into that. What's happened when you want to study something and you want to learn something, you know, I always say that if you go to somebody who's a professional or somebody who's an expert, usually experts can get results. You know, a big lesson for me was learning how to sew at a young age. Because I learned how to sew, that I can go into a company, and here I'm a tall guy, I'm 6'8", black kid, like I can play basketball. You know, I can go into fashion companies and anywhere in the fashion industry, and they say, well, how did this kid learn that? Because I went and learned from professionals. So it doesn't matter if I don't have a certain look, if I don't speak a certain way, if I don't have a certain gait, and if I'm not a certain way, I have the skills and the expertise to perform at a high level in fashion. And I started to realize, wow, you know, every area of expertise I want to learn can be that way, including health. So I started to say, you know what, who are some of the most healthiest people in the world, in America, in Africa, in Asia, and what is it these people do? How do they live? How do they think? What do they eat? And you know what, when you go on a search like that, you find common denominators or you find basics, and that's how I look at things. Everything you have is a basic. So with that being said, what I uncovered is what are the optimal foods to eat? Now, many of us in line will say, well, I learned in school that there's five food groups. We have the breads, cheeses, and milk, and poultry, and fruit, and vegetables. That's what most people learn in school. Okay? And I homeschool my kids. I tell my son, hey, you know what? You're going to have people tell you these are five food groups. Saying that because that's what other people think. In our household, here are the real food groups of optimal health. And I say that, Leah, you know, because if you do something that gives you the results you want, then that really is the place you want to go. So what are those five food groups? So this is something I would say your listeners may want to write down. The first and the most important food group is your thinking. The thinking, when you think, you're actually feeding your spirit, and your spirit helps develop your body. All of us, you know, this is a religious, spiritual show. You know, many of us are very much, you know, aware of us feeding our spirit. That's true. So if I'm a person, I think about beautiful, loving, Jesus, harmonious, beautiful things, I'll eventually feel it in my heart and in my heart body. So the first thing I would say, and what I've uncovered, that there are human beings on our planet today who may only eat once a month, once every 6 months, once a year. Right now, I'm in New York City. There are people in the Tri-State area who don't eat every day. Why? Because they've learned how to take the power of thought and the power of thinking, and that feeds your spirit. And if you think about it, when you think of a high level, food is of a vibratory nature. The highest of all vibratory nature is love, is enlightenment, is beauty. And this is all the things that we feed our spirits in terms of our spiritual practices. Now, what's the next great food for human beings? Breathing. And in particular, breathing fresh, pure air. When you look outside anywhere with the exception of in deserts, you're going to see greenery, you're going to see grass. But what does greenery and grass do? It literally soaks up the carbon dioxide and releases oxygen. In reality, the greenery of our planet is symbiotic to our health. You know, so if you're a person and you indulge in things that, you know, cut off your oxygen, you're literally systematically hurting yourself. You know, so we live in society with many things that we engage in. We may engage in things where we suck in stuff that brings in carbon dioxide. That's any form of, and I'm not saying people shouldn't do these things. I'm just saying just be aware of what it is you're doing. So you need oxygen. So oxygen is the next great food. If you notice, I didn't mention anything physical. And we think about this, folks. Thinking is something you can't touch because it's an energy. It's a vibration. Oxygen is a little bit more dense. We're going to go further down the scale. The next great food is pure alkaline water. We haven't talked about any physical eating. So like the stuff you learn in school, be it cheese and cheese. No, that clogs you up. Thinking, pure air, pure water, alkaline water, distilled water, water with a squeezing of lemon and water with a squeezing of lime in it. Why? Because you're drinking alkaline water that's packed with oxygen. This stuff oxygenates your body. It is alkaline, and it keeps your blood system, your lymph system, your body unclogged. Okay? Now, what's the next great food? There's five food groups. The next great food is it's a toss-up between fruits and vegetables. I'll say vegetables next. And the reason why is because our planet is unfortunately so toxic that you have to say vegetables next. When I say vegetables, I don't mean the cooked vegetables. I mean vegetables, and I'm talking about green vegetables, like, you know, cilantro and Swiss chard and collard greens, raw steak. And that's either eaten or juiced. Okay? Why? Because if you're taking the greenery, even, I'm going to tell you a powerful vegetable, most people don't even realize how powerful it is, the grass that grows around the planet, the dandelion that grows around the planet. Let me explain to you, folks. Many people are looking for the great cure. I'm gonna get tetracycline. I'm gonna walk for this. I'm going to walk for that. And people don't realize they can walk right in their yard, and probably one of the most powerful things you can take in your system is the very grass that the universe provides for us. Why? Because grass contains every nutrient, every mineral you have. And some of you are going, are you this guy of his mind? Well, see, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, why people don't understand these things. We're going to get into that later. But let me tell you this. If a person was to go and get grass, of course you go to a place where dogs are not peeing on the grass, anything like that, and you were to rip it up from the ground, you take it to your blender, blend it in the blender with water, and you strain it out, you would see such a dramatic change in the power, the thinking, and of your any ailments you have. I will guarantee it. I had a young lady who I told her, she thought I was crazy. She said, Dez, oh, my God, I had no idea how powerful grass is. So grass is probably one of the most powerful things you could take, you know, anywhere around the world. And the next great food would be raw fruit and its juices. Okay? So those are five food groups. And by the way, nothing cooked. Not chicken, not fish, not nuts, not seeds, not soy milk. And don't get me wrong, I may indulge in these things, but I'm telling you the highest sources of food to heal the body, to maintain great health. Thinking, pure water, the juices of greens and the raw greens, the juices of fruits and raw fruits. And even with that, a person must begin to understand what a hybrid, what's hybrid vegetables and hybrid fruits, because a lot of people don't understand that. I'll get into that, because eventually you can learn about that. I call that hijacked food. So even a lot of foods we eat, like people like seedless watermelons. Seedless watermelons is not good as watermelons with seeds. Seedless grapes are not as good as grapes with seeds. Now, when I talk about good, I'm talking about giving you the highest vibratory healing modalities for your body. So a lot of the seedless foods that people eat, once you reach a certain level of health, you realize that those foods are really like junk food. When you're sick, it's great for you. As you raise up your level of eating, your level of knowledge, and you get to a certain cleanliness in your body, you realize, wow, this seedless watermelon is crap. You know, broccoli is a hybridized vegetable. Cauliflower is a hybridized vegetable that most people engage in. That stuff, it's of a low vibratory nature. It affects with the optimum DNA of your body. And so if you want to think about healing, what I would say to people who contact me, I say look at healing as raising the energy, raising the vibration of your body. And the way you can understand that, when people get sick, you don't have to go to the doctor to tell you you're sick. You already know. the fact that you have aches and pains in your leg, that's telling you something's wrong. The fact that when you get up with aches and pains, that tells you something. And what is wrong is you may not be, you don't want to deal in discipline to eat of a certain lifestyle that is literally causing you a slow suicide. And so I don't mean to make it that dramatic, but it really is as simple as that. Many times the very things we put into our mouth and the very things we put into our thinking, that's really affecting us. So I know we're going to go into a couple of different things. So I'm going to let you lead the way in terms of we can talk about specific disorders, or we can talk about some simple things, you know, what people might want to do to start relieving some of the issues. So I'm going to take the lead on that, Ms. Aaliyah. What would you like me to get to?
Okay, so it was funny. My next question was, how would a person who wants to get started on a life of health and wellness do so or get started?
What I would first of all say is hopefully take down that list and start doing the research for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, because one thing, you're hearing it, you know, from some guy on a
mm-hmm.
great radio show, or even some of the health practitioners that I could talk to you about and articulate to you. But it's another thing when you start practicing and you see the results yourself. So I can give you some of the disciplines that I do and that I share with my family and my close friends. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
discipline number one, it is in my estimation, if you're an adult, if you are eating a standard diet, if you're not disciplined enough to eat a raw food diet, and if you're not disciplined enough to be able to skip a couple of days without eating, we would call that fasting, then it is imperative that you understand about giving yourself enemas. Very inexpensive thing to do. Most people, when I say this, especially men, they recoil in fear. Enema does not hurt. An enema can save your life. You know, I remember the first time I really started to understand the benefit of enemas, I was hearing about a great practitioner by the name of Dr. Ann Wigmore. You can do research on her. She unfortunately was killed. I think she was killed back in the late 80s, early 90s. And let me give you a little history about Dr. Ann Wigmore and about enemas. Dr. Ann Wigmore was probably responsible for revolutionizing this thing called wheatgrass. And really, wheatgrass is great. You can use any grass. It's the cheapest of grass. And a lot of people know that everybody's in the wheatgrass now. Wheatgrass, because it's a powerful healing modality. So people going to Dr. Ann Wigmore at the Hippocrates Health Institute all over the world, and they were like, wow, this lady's healing people from blindness, people who are crippled, people who have multiple sclerosis, people who couldn't hear, people who had HIV, people who had full-blown AIDS, people who had sickle cell, people who had cancer. They was like, what the hell is Dr. Ann Wigmore doing? Are these green juices that great? She said, well, green juices help. But probably the most powerful thing that I can get a person to do is the sicker they are, the more enemas they should do on a daily basis. What do you mean? If I get somebody in, because they are really clogged with toxins and parasites and worms, the less, then they do a little bit. So I've had people come to me who've had cancer, and they were taking 20 pills a day, and they're in excruciating pain, and they can't see, and they have, I guess I get migraines every single day. I go, there's always five reasons why people are sick. They're clogged up, they're acidic, they're not getting oxygen, and they're hydrated, and you're thinking they're screwed up. But then if they got migraines, what should I do? Go and buy an $8 enema bag. And they cost 16 in some parts of the country, 8 to 16 bucks. Then you get this thing called water you get in your tap. Now, you want to get water as pure as possible. Most people don't have water purifiers. So let's say you take tap water and to the touch of what you take a bath in. You take a lemon or two and you squeeze it in the water, or lime. Why? Because you want to make that water go from acidic to alkaline. And I said that thing about alkaline is important. So you put the lemon juice or lime juice in the water, and it takes the water from being acidic to lime. And you hang it up in your shower curtain. You take this little tip. You add some olive oil or you add some coconut oil, you get on your knees and you insert that bad boy. And I'm not trying to be graphic, folks, but I'm trying to just make it fun. You know, because you want to get healed and you give me some enema. let as much water come in as possible, flip it off, and go sit in the toilet. Now, why does that work? You give yourself enema. What you're doing is you are now draining the toxins from your colon. And when you drain the toxins from your colon, it now drains the toxins from your small intestine, your large intestine, your lymph system, and your bloodstream. But if your colon is backed up, which most of the people you see that it around you, that's what you see. You are experiencing a bunch of people who are clogged to the core. So enemas are so key. So I would tell many of these people, you need to give yourself enema at least twice a day. If you can't do it twice a day, once a day. So when should I do it, Dave? Give yourself enema before you go to bed and you wake up in the morning. And I guarantee you, you will experience a difference. So some of the things I hear is, oh, my God, Dave. I did it. My head just is when I felt like I'm awake. Because you were clogged with toxins. It's very simple. It's not really complicated. Oh, my God, Dez, I'm not having seizures anymore. Oh, my God, there was a gentleman I used to work with because I've done different businesses. And he used to hear me talk about different businesses. I used to say, listen, almost anything you want to heal, it's very easy to heal. I said, but if you believe in lies and foolishness, then you will live the life of a person who's foolish because you believe in a liar. So he used to hear me say this all the time. I used to do conference calls. He said, Dad, you said to smile, like, I have diabetes, all right? And I said, really, so what's happening? So I go to insulin 3 or 4 times a day. I said, all diseases are the same thing. You realize you have diabetes because the little valve that regulating your insulin is clogged with mucus and pus. And if it's clogged, and now you have to understand, I work with this gentleman. I never met him before. I never seen him before in my life. I knew him on phone conversations, like, I do this in businesses. But anyway, he says this. I said, so if you're like that way, I'm going to assume that you eat a lot of sweets, meat, poultry, cakes, spaghetti, rice. You're probably even overweight. He was silent. Now, I never saw him, even though he made a lot of money with me. I said, and that food is like eating super glue. So you glued yourself to the point where not only you've affected that little valve that regulates insulin, you have other parts wrong with yourself too. I didn't know he was in a wheelchair. He said, Dan, what should I do? So you do some simple things. Get yourself an enema bag, $8, $10. Try to pay $10. That's it. Now, next thing I need you to do, I need for you to become disciplined in drinking green juices or green smoothies. What is that, Dan? I said, very easy. So I said, let me give you some green smoothies that I make. And I never make them the same. I said, I usually may take 2 or 3 bananas. I peel them. Then I may take blueberries and strawberries. I put them in the freezer. I like to, because I'm a sweet guy. I like sweets. But I eat the natural sweets. Then I make my own type of milk. I can make hemp milk. I can make almond milk. Now because I want more stuff that's not clogging, because even hemp and almond milk are good for most people, I will use stuff like real coconut milk. I'll buy fresh coconuts, or I will use pear juice. I'll take 3 pears. I'll juice my pears. I put the juice in a blender. I add my frozen bananas. I add my strawberries or blueberries. Then I'll take cilantro. I like the taste of cilantro. I rinse them off, or I'll take a Swiss chard, or I'll take what are some other things? Just really, really greeny greens. I put them in my blender. Or a dill. I like to taste the dill. I put it in my blender, and I blend it up for 2 or 3 minutes. It tastes just like a milkshake. He said, Dez, are you out of your damn mind? He said, Dez, I'm going to insulin 3 or 4 times a day. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm overweight. You see, I said, right now, what you've been doing all your life, man, it ain't helping you. I said, I don't think it's helping you. He said, why are you so confident? I said, because the valve is clogged. The stuff I'm telling you unclogs you. It provides you oxygen. When you take that dill or the cilantro, or you take spinach, and you put it in the blender, and you blend it up, and you crush the leaves, the chlorophyll, when you drink it, goes to your bloodstream in seconds. I mean, it goes to your bloodstream. You know what plant life does in its raw, organic state? It literally soaks up carbon dioxide and releases oxygen, so it's going to start to heal you. But when it heals you, you got to give yourself enema because that stuff is sticky, gluey, gooey mess. Here's the rest of the story. Months later, he said, Des, you didn't realize how really bad it was. He said, I'm letting you know that I lost 60 pounds. My wife started doing what I was doing. She lost pounds. I was impotent, Des, for years. I'm no longer impotent. His wife called me and said, Des, man, oh, my God. That said, Des, means that we have salads every single day. We eat fruits 3 or 4 times. We don't eat meat anymore. We don't eat chicken. We cut it out because we had no idea that we were literally causing our own suicide. I said, most people don't. He said, Jess, this is so easy to do. That wasn't difficult. No, it's not. It's very easy to do. People have to get Obamacare. No, you might want to become disciplined in what you eat. That's what you need. And because people don't become disciplined, they spend all this money, the stuff that they shouldn't have to spend money. But there's, you know, we have to walk. You know, they get old, they get dementia, or we have breast cancer. That's a big thing, and I understand that. What I would say to people, if you look at things, you know, Ms. Aaliyah, why cancer? If you examine why people get disease and disorder, so what is cancer? It's a clogging up the system. It's a lack of oxygen. It's an acidity. So if you're clogging up the system, a lack of oxygen and acidity in that part of the body, then it would behoove you to say, let me live a lifestyle that doesn't happen. So here are certain things I would say. For many women that may be on the line, and even men, because men can get breast cancer, the first thing I would say to you is be conscious of the type of deodorant you use. Most people don't realize that the deodorant you get in Dwayne Reed, Rite Aid, and all that stuff, it contains aluminum. When you rub that stuff in your skin, it soaks in your bloodstream immediately. It clogs your system up. Because it clogs it up, it makes that part of your system acidic. Now you don't get oxygen, then eventually cancer is able to set in. So, what do you use? What are the women that know you use? I tell them to get crystals. You can go in any health store. It's called mineral salt crystals. They call it deodorant crystals. You're going to health store. It costs anywhere from $5 to $10. Very inexpensive in terms of the time frame, because it'll last you for 1.5 to 2 years. So how do you use those crystals? First of all, if you use those crystals, they work much better than deodorant. You wet them, and you rub each arm 100 times. 1, 2, 3, 4. It takes about 30 seconds per hour. You're not going to have any odor. It's not going to stain your clothes. And you're not going to have anything clog your system up. It's going to be healing to you. So that's the first thing I would say to you. The next thing I would say to you is develop a discipline, develop a ritual of drinking green smoothies or green juices. So here's one of my green juice recipes that I drink. And this may be a radical for most people, but I do drink it. I have what you would call those mason jars. It's like 32 ounces of mason jars. So what I'll do is I'll take dandelion. You don't have to use dandelion. I use dandelion because I want the bitterness. And the more bitter the herb, the more healing and the more oxygen it gives to your body. So I take a bunch of dandelion. I rinse them off, put it in my blender. I take, 2 or 3 cups of water, distilled water, spring water, put it in my blender. I blend it up. Then I strain out the pulp into my 32-ounce jar. I add what I call a tablespoon of either chlorella. Chlorella is a blue-green algae, or spirulina, which is a blue-green algae. Chlorella is probably better. I add about a teaspoon of cayenne pepper and sometimes like a tablespoon of honey. I shake it all up with some the rest folded up water, and I drink it usually over a 15 or 30-minute period. Now, why would I do that? Because when you do that, you're literally dousing your body. When you talk about the green of chlorella, spirulina, dandelion, liquid, where it's literally flooding your body with oxygen. And now that it's flooding your body with oxygen, it's also making your body alkaline, okay? And it's also rinsing your body out so that your body now, your lymph system's not stagnant. Your blood system's not stagnant, your colon's not stressed, you're going to go to the bathroom correctly so you're not being clogged up, okay? If you can't do 32 ounces, I would tell a person, become disciplined and start drinking 6 ounces or 7 ounces a day. That's what I do with my son. Now my son, he every day he knows, oh, where's my green juice? He hates it, but we would give him, me and my lady would give him 4 ounces a day, every day, 4 ounces, 4 ounces. But now, he has to have it. Like, where's my green juice at, man? And what it is, changes your system. And we can even go into that, Ms. Aaliyah, in terms of why people have difficulty moving away from toxic food to toxic drink. So I know you may have another question for me. Hopefully I've answered the last question. Those are just some basic things. Give yourself enemas, having certain healing drinks, even taking 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day, and let's say getting in a comfortable chair and just doing deep breathing exercises. The reason why I say those simple tools, those simple techniques, because if you can do something that's simple, you're going to do it every single day. And what's going to happen is, instead of doing 5 minutes a day, you'll start doing 10 minutes a day. What's important to taking 5 minutes and laying on your bed and just doing deep breathing exercises? What's the importance of taking 5 minutes and laying in your chair and doing deep breathing exercises and concentrating and breathing? Well, remember I said one of the things that affects people is their thinking. When you practice thinking about, you know, your breathing, you practice how, you know, many other people are Christians, Jesus, or something of a heavenly nature, what's happening is you're stopping the thinking from the problems in your life, you know, the people you hate, the people you mad at, the people you don't want to forgive. When you start to think of a certain way, you'll feel it in your spirit. Your thinking really does feed your body. It's unfortunate that when I meet people who have certain illnesses, certain problems, and in speaking to them for 5 or 10 minutes, I can usually tell what health problems they have. All right? You know what? That person, I don't want to see them around me. I don't like them. I don't want to be around me. They're going to eventually have an eyesight problem. They make me sick to my core. Health problem. You know what? When that certain issues hangs up with sexuality, they're going to eventually have issues in their sexual organs of their body. Thinking, when you think, it's going to resonate an emotion in you. You'll feel it. So everybody listening to this broadcast right now, you know, you're at different levels of emotion. Some of you may be happy. Some of you may be sad. Some of you may be frustrated. If you look at everything like this, everything in our life travels in a journey. All journeys lead to a destination. So if I meet a person and a person has a certain health issue, then they kind of indicate to me what their thought process was before they met me, because they're now – energy that they've allowed to foster in their body has now materialized into a physical pain. An example would be this. All of us on the line were created in an orgasm of love. We were, you know, a man and woman got together and orgasm. Look, most people don't really, may not understand this, but everything's created in an orgasm. When somebody comes to an idea for a building, they think about, and then all of a sudden, oh, I got a great idea, and the building's created. Well, even disease is created the same way. Disease could be created with something where a person's harboring a hatred. You know, the big thing behind cancer, almost all cancer patients are harboring a deep thing they're not forgiving. When you see cancer patients have things in their sexual part of their body, breast cancer, cancer in the vagina, cancer in men's testicles, many times that was a trauma, and it was a trauma of a sexual nature. And they're not forgiving. You know, many of us learn to forgive 7 times 7. There's a reason for that, because when you don't forgive, thinking, I hate this person, man, I hate, you're resonating something, you can feel it, and whatever you feel, you become a magnet, and you become an emanator, and as you magnetize and emanate, it changes the DNA of your cells, and your cells say, okay, here's cancer. Let's cut off this leg. Let's make the blood not flow correctly. Let's harden these arteries. The thoughts are so powerful. That's why I said the very first food is how you think. You know, so another key thing I would say in terms of the daily discipline, these are some things I do. When I get up in the morning, I first look for things to appreciate. So an exercise would be something like this. I wake up and go, I appreciate the fact, if I say the heat's on, I can feel the cold weather on my face. If the heat's on, I appreciate the fact that I can feel the heat on my face. I appreciate that I could, you know, stay on the ground. I appreciate that it's raining today. I appreciate the snow in front of my building. I appreciate the kids going to school in front of my building. I appreciate the fact I have a basement knowledge. I appreciate that I have tenants that pay me rent. I appreciate that tenants that sometimes pay me rent. I appreciate for 15 minutes because I'm feeding myself, all right? Another key thing, exercise of how you eat, because you think you're eating. So here's another way to eat while you're going to work. For some of you who travel on a journey, they say, okay, everybody I see as I go to work, I'm going to look at the beautiful spirit inside and say, I love you. You know, say, I love you. Even the people that you don't, well, that lady. lady who pissed me off, I can love the fact that she loves her kids. I love the spirit. I do these things. So, because now it maintains my youth. It's feeding me. I'm eating as I go throughout my day. Now, you're a beautiful person. I love that person. I love the person. Or another game that I play, Mr. Lynn, like, I know you have some other questions, is choose a word and uplifting words. So one word may be pro. Like, I'm a pro, so I'll say pro is passion. R is radiance, and O is opulent. So I think in words in terms of emotional states. I know that I have those emotional states, and this is eating of being passionate, of being radiant, of being opulent. Then as I think that, so how do I do it? I'm in New York State, so I like to go for walks. So if I go for walks, so three blocks I go, I'm going to look for things that are passionate, that I'm passionate. I'm passionate about the kids playing. I'm passionate about the beauty of the blueness in the sky. I'm passionate about the greenery of the trees. What do I see? That radiance. I see the radiance in the eyes of, I'm in New York, the rats. I look for things that's going to be radiant. I see the radiance of the cars speeding by. I see the radiance of the buildings. I see the radiance of the rainbow. I see the radiance of the snow. I see the radiance of the sidewalk. I see the radiance of the trees in the distance. Let's think, because what you focus on, you're feeding yourself, you become a magnet. And by the way, folks, you do this for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, you will feel it. Disease is a feeling. Health is a feeling. That's why people with disease, they're in pain. It's an orgasm of pain. When you have health, health is an orgasm of love. It's an orgasm of beauty. It's an orgasm of something exhilarant. So those are some techniques and tools that you may want to utilize, Sister Aaliyah. So I know you have some other questions. I don't want to ramble on. I want to try to get to all the questions you may have.
Okay. My next question is flu season? And do you think everybody need to rush out and get the flu shot? And the last part of that question is, what can a person do not to catch the flu?
You said what type of person? What now? Was the last question.
What can a person do not to catch the flu? So all of that kind of went hand in hand.
Okay. What I would say is you don't have to get the flu shot. I understand why people do it, because you don't want to have the issue. The first thing to understand what the flu is. The flu is nothing more than a virus that's existing in your body. And if you do the research, and like I said, you want to do the research yourself, all viruses live in an environment that's devoid of oxygen, and all viruses live in a toxic environment. This is just a fact. This is not something that Desi is making up. So the key thing is, how do I get my body to be full of oxygen, and how do I get my body to be less toxic? Okay, so there's something, and I'm going to give you one recipe. This is for people who don't have artificial hearts and artificial limbs and artificial things. If you have an artificial heart, artificial hip, you don't use this particular technique. There's something called 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I'm going to say it again. 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The reason why you can't have an artificial part in your body, because when you allow that, your body now is kind of in a sick state, because now stuff that can really heal you is going to reject those artificial things. So this is for people. If you have this, don't use this technique. All right, so here's what you do. You get yourself 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide. It costs about 25 to 30 bucks in any health store, like a pint. And this recipe will literally cost you like 1 to 3 cents per use. What you do is you got to get yourself a dropper. You can't touch this stuff because it's highly alkaline. You take 2 or 3 drops with a dropper and drop it in 8 to 10 ounces of water. First thing you get up in the morning. And why do you do that? Because with food-grade hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. When you combine it with water, it's flooding your body with oxygen. Now, there are people who can heal from HIV and AIDS by using this type of method. What they do is you start off with 3 drops in your water 3 times a day, and you do this until you get up to 25 drops in your water 3 times a day, and you literally flood your body with oxygen. There's no virus, HIV, Zika, influenza, herpes, I don't care what it is. it cannot survive in an oxygenated environment, let alone cancer, let alone, you know, as an African American, one of the big things that, you know, we have in our society, people who are African American or black around the world, is sickle cell. Dad, sickle cell is a virus. No, all sickle cell tells me is that you have a certain level of toxin in your system, and it carries your family and clean the system out. But Dad, what is sickle cell? Let's look it up. Anybody can go to the encyclopedia, show you how old I am, or Google or you, Yahoo, and say, how do you have sickle cell? So sickle cell is nothing more than the blood not having the correct oxygen. Because it doesn't have the correct oxygen, the blood cells become deformed and form sickles. Once again, I used to read mysteries. So I'm like, okay, so if you have enough oxygen, if I use food grade hydrogen peroxide, or if I have green juices that introduce oxygen into my system, it won't form into sickles. And I do it day after day after day after day. Eventually, I will eradicate sickle cell from my system. It really is that simple. Why don't people have healing? Because most people think that they can go to, and all it does is it stops it for a second. It doesn't heal you. You have to turn, as I say, to the food of the gods. The food of the gods will always heal you. But so I would say that food grade hydrogen peroxide is one thing. For other people who may not want to get that, then literally just engaging in green juice and green smoothies. If right now you're listening to this line and you are in bed and you're sniffling and mucus is coming out of everywhere and you're coughing, you're sneezing, if you are my friend, if you are my sister, brother, aunt, uncle, I would say, all right, let me introduce you to this thing called an enema bag. I need you to give yourself these two enemas, okay, tonight. You wake up in the morning, give yourself another enema. And by the way, here's a green juice. By tomorrow, you won't be doing that anymore. When you sniffle like that, what's happening is your body's so backed up that the toxins can't come out of your colon, which comes out of your anus, so it backs up and starts coming out of your skin, starts coming out of your nose, starts coming out of your mouth. That's what that is. So that's why I said the word of giving yourself enema. In my estimation, an enema is more important than brushing your teeth. It really is. People are so concerned about brushing their teeth, but when I go to the hospital, I look at, you know, I went to relatives and stuff, and they brush their teeth, but their colon killed them. Oh, they brush their teeth, but their colon killed them. It is more important to understand how to give yourself an enema than to brush your teeth, because you can brush your teeth, but your food clogs you up, and that's the stuff that kills you. So, but anyway, that's the thing. Green juices, food grade hydrogen peroxide, the two excellent things you use. And a more simple juice would be something like, I used to do this when I first started becoming a vegetarian. I'm a vegan. So I would take, let's say, two cucumbers, a green pepper, and a green apple, and just juice it. All right, so things you want to have in your kitchen. And if you're a friend of mine, you're a relative of mine, I've convinced my friends and relatives, you got to have the enema bag. You got to have a good blender. You got to have a good juicer. Those things, in my opinion, are more better than any health care you can have. It just is, because you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. An example, we had a lady who contacted me to consult us. She had fibroids in her system, and the fibroids were the size of a little baby. And when she was speaking to me, she was in excruciating pain, and most of the people I've helped, I held them over the phone. I didn't need to look at them because I understand how it works. It was really very simple. And she was saying that it's really so painful that I cry several times throughout the day and I walk hunched over. If you have a solution, either it's going to work or not. And this is the thing I say to many friends of mine. I said, listen, either something works or it's a lie. So I said, all right, what's the situation? Well, Des, I have to operate on that solution. If you listen to what I tell you to do, I guarantee you it's going to go away. And that guy's off the operating on it. I said, really? I said, really? What do I have to do? You know what I told the folks, right? Enema bag. There's an enema bag. She said, okay. So I walked through that. The second thing, you got to become comfortable in making yourself a green juice. And I explained about green juice, whether you take dandelion or cilantro or parsley or a Swiss chard. You blend in the blender with water, a little cayenne pepper, sometimes ginger powder. There's different recipes you can use. Another dish you can take, another juice you can take throughout the day is lemon water. You take three or four lemons, you put it in the water, drink it separately first, and then the green water second. So you do that every single day, you'll be okay. But I said, more importantly, if you're in pain right now, you need to give yourself at least two enemas a day, every day. And I said, I guarantee you, if the first day, you won't be in pain. If you don't happen the first, by the second day. By the second day, she was like, holy cow, Des. Now, this woman, I didn't know her. I didn't have to sit down and put something to her chest. No, it's always the same five things. You're clogged. She said, well, Des, how'd you know? I said, well, you have to understand what fibroids is. So all these things, if you ever have a sickness, I would tell people, go on the internet and read. What is it? A fibroid is a growth inside the body. Now, common sense would say, your body wasn't made to grow things. All the fibroid is, a fibroid essentially is a garbage bag inside the body. So everybody, you want to write that down. Somebody in your family got fibroid, it's a garbage bag inside the body. And many women are affected with fibroid more so than men. There's a reason why. Because women carry the babies. So women, here's what the body's saying. You eating something that you used to have the baby would kill your baby. I'm going to be putting it straight out there. That's what's going on. So your body's saying, because you don't know any better, we're going to take the garbage you're eating and put it to a part. So if you have a kid, you're not going to kill your baby. That's essentially what's going on. Now, people may not want to deal with the reality of that, but essentially that's what's going on. This is why you got to understand what real food is. So when you say, okay, I'm going to give myself the enemas, I'm now going to eat a salad. I'm going to eat fruits and vegetables in its natural state. That doesn't poison your baby. It doesn't poison your body. See, your body doesn't have to store any toxins. It doesn't have to create a fibroid. Long story short, this woman in 6 weeks called me up and said, Des, do. Because they were looking to charge a $15,000-$20,000 for operation. And just simply some water, enema bag, and some dandelion that cost you $3, $2. That's it. So I always say to my friends, and y'all, I let the American medical system just rob y'all because it's not that difficult. It really is that simple, folks. And I can go on that with whether it's HIV, whether it's AIDS. The key thing is if you're suffering from a particular modality, which you're doing, is you're living a lifestyle that's supporting, unfortunately, that disease and disorder. And the pain that you're experiencing and disorder is an indication telling you, you got to do something different. That's really all it's telling you. So it's saying, you got to change. How do I know? Because as a young person back in the 80s, what got me to look at it is I looked at my relatives, and I saw relatives of mine going in dementia, die of cancer. I said, when I have kids, do I want to be like that? I said, I don't. So who are the people who get to be in their 60s, 70s, and 80s? And I found there are people like that. They're in their 70s, like they're 30 years old. I'm like, well, what the hell do you do? Oh, Des, we don't eat every day. You don't eat every day? No. We eat once a week. You do? I was a chicken juice guy. So we don't eat chicken. You don't? And as I went through these experiences, and I said, wow, they were telling the truth. In any event, that's what you would do with influenza, and you know, in terms of eating and drinking juices, that's going to introduce oxygen and alkalinity into your diet. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but hopefully that's, people get a good explanation of that.
Okay, no problem. So you're saying with those things would handle many of the illnesses. So you said even with the sickle cell, so lupus will all go in that same category because it's still an illness.
All of it. A big thing, okay. A lot of times I've met people, I remember I had a young lady call me and said she has fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that was. I had no idea what that was. It was fibro. So I went on the internet. Fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. I even spelled it wrong. It came up. Fibromyalgia is where you have inflammation all throughout the body. Oh! Oh, that is. Inflammation is nothing more than being inflamed. You're inflamed because you have an enormous amount of mucus and pus in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear people say, well, I'm likely to get older. So, and I hear this, you know, people, I go, no, what it is, you're more full of toxins. And you're more full of toxins because you chose to eat that way. So how does a person get influential? Or how does these things like lupus and stuff affect you? I think lupus has something to do with it. And I don't have a direct thing in front of me. I'd have to look it up. But I think it has something to do with part of the nerve and maybe mm-hmm. part of the inflammation. I don't have it in front of me, so I'd have to look at the explanation. But that's what I always do. And I go, okay, once I know, you know, how it was created, because all disease is created by the individual, all of it. So I go, oh, you eat this way. You drink these type of drinks. If you continue to eat and drink these type of drinks, the lupus is going to be worse. It's going to release your problem. You're going to develop something more. So when you're experiencing this pain or you experience disorder, and the key thing is you have to reverse your habits. You have to reverse the things you're doing. So this big thing about inflammation, I don't mention rice or spaghetti, potato chips or candy or even nuts. All that stuff makes your body acidic. Acidity causes inflammation. So when a person is extremely sick, then they have to eliminate the inflammation. And even when you have cancer, you have inflammation. You're inflamed. When you have a headache, your brain is inflamed. When a person has dementia, their brain is inflamed. What is it inflamed with? It's inflamed with mucusy and pussy foods. What causes mucus and pus? Some of the great things people like. My beautiful sisters, I've got to have my ice cream. Great way to inflame the system. Well, I have to have milk. Oh, that's like drinking super glue. You know, it is so important to really examine that, whether it's me or anybody gives you information, say, well, does that make sense? That's why I always try to indicate to people, look at the basics of things. The basics of diseases, as I said earlier, a clogged up body, an acidic body, a body that lacks oxygen, a body that's not hydrated with the proper fluids, and the thinking is not screwing. The way to overcome it is to now learn how to unclog the body. Enema is one of the first ways, colonic way. You could take certain herbs that will help clear it out. But enema, to me, is very important. To get alkaline, you start drinking alkaline juices, alkaline drinks. Some of the acidic drinks that many of us are accustomed to. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but just be aware of what you're doing yourself. Alcohol creates a lot of pus in the system. I don't drink alcohol. I mean, I don't do it because I know every time it's not because I hate it. Because I'm realizing, well, every time I do it, I'm systematically clogging up, creating an alkaline, acidic body, and I'm creating a system where I can have lupus, where I can develop multiple sclerosis, where I can get. Then I go, well, the government don't care about me. Well, do you care about yourself? Because you're the one who's doing it. I don't smoke cigars. I know that's a big thing. Everybody wants to smoke cigars. I think that is absolutely crazy. Because if you understand that the second food you should have to your body is pure oxygen. Every time you smoke cigars, every time you smoke weed, you're literally going, bring it, come in carbon dioxide. Come in carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, fill up my lungs, fill up my chest. The people go, I can't believe I'm sick. I can't believe I'm losing my eyesight. I can't believe I'm losing my mobility. You suck in expensive carbon dioxide. Are you kidding me? Yo, that's crazy. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it because I think you should have experiences. The tragedy is that people don't understand that the one's doing it. So, as you probably know, I'm not a big advocate of the cigar phrase. I'm not a big advocate of people smoking marijuana because I think when they do it, it's not a theory, it's a fact. You burn it, you're sucking in carbon dioxide. Your body does not live on carbon dioxide. You know what lives on carbon dioxide? Plants. Plants love it. They love it. So give a plant a cigar. Give a plant some marijuana. You need some oxygen. Oh, I need oxygen. I'm having fun with people because I know some of the people online that they may engage in that. But in any event, I didn't mean to digress because some of them have fun with the whole talk about health and wellness, because, you know, I'm on Facebook and I see my family members and friends and they comment and they walk for these different marathons and stuff. And I go sometimes with my family and friends, but I don't contribute because I know it's not difficult to overcome these diseases. It's very easy. It's a matter of people unlearning what they've learned. Many people, when they have, people say, but well, my grandparents had cancer, and my father had cancer. I said, y'all ate the same. You guys stop eating the way they eat. You want to have what they have. You can eat what they eat and think the way they think. But at the same time, you got to change your habits. That's also really what it comes down to, Sister Leah, you know. So in advance, I'm going off the tangent. I know we have a couple more questions, but I want to make sure we get to all the questions.
No, actually, my next one was if a person was ready to give up meat, but they were afraid that they would just, you know, what in the world, eating vegetables every day, I get bored, there's nothing else to eat. How would you respond to something like that?
Meat and all forms of food are energetic addictions. Most addictions that people are used to talking about are the addictions of stuff like heroin, crack, cocaine, and now here's what I mean, folks. Some of you are just, how can you put that in the same equation? Because if you think about what I said earlier on in this presentation, I said your first form of food is thinking. So anything that you take into your system that's away from thinking, all right, because you think, there is no attachment. When you think, you're literally living off the high energies of vibration, or you're killing yourself off the high energies of vibration. I'm very clear. Every time you think, every time you ponder, every time you're actually creating an energetic vortex within you. So with that being said, what is meat? Meat is nothing more. When you ingest it, you become comfortable with a certain vibration. So why is it people say to themselves, I can't live without meat. I can't live without having my ice cream. Well, they just said to me that they have an attachment to the energy. And that's why people go, this is a comfort food. So why do we go back to thinking? Well, let me I'll share this. So everybody on the line, I want you to make an observation. I want you to think about the person in your life, in your family, or perhaps who's an extremely heavy meat eater. When you eat something, it's an indication of the type of energy that is resonating in your body, resonating in your spirit, and it's going to eventually resonate in ailments or lack thereof in your system. So here's a heavy meat eater. 99% of the time, a heavy eater is prone to get angry or is prone to violence. Why? Because many times when a meat is being harvested, it's being killed in a very harmful or degrading way. And that energy remains in the meat. So a person eats it, it goes in there, comes sludge. And that sludge starts to become like a super glue and paste along your stomach, your small intestines, your large intestines. So many of you are familiar with a CD or MP3. What is a CD or MP3? A CD or MP3 is an instrument. Every time you play it, it gives you a certain song. So if you want to hear a great gospel song, and I'm going to show my age, Mahalia Jackson. We put on a Mahalia Jackson. We don't get the Mahalia Jackson. It's going to play and play and play and play. When you eat a food, it's like you're eating a CD. It's like you're eating an MP3 player. So obviously you ate that chicken. That chicken was in the slaughterhouse. You're not understanding it. Now you ate it, and now it becomes large against your stomach. It's large against your small intestine, your large intestine. It's sludge that stays in you for years. That what happens is playing a vibration that reverberates to you. And you become comfortable with its sick modality. This is one of the reasons why. I don't care if you're a Christian brother of mine, if you're a Muslim brother of mine, if you're a Jewish brother of mine, all of us have heard of people who fasted and prayed, because you fast to eliminate the energy of that from your system. And that's why people who go to that system, they go, I fasted 40 days, I felt enlightened. I felt a sense of love. I felt a sense of beauty. because what they did, they released those toxins. So that's why the enema is such an important thing. If you give yourself enema, it's like you are letting loose the vibration of the sludge of the meat, the vibration of the sludge of the ice cream, the vibration of the sludge of the rice. I remember years ago, and they talk about, you know, people. I was a heavy junk food eater. Most people meet me in shock. They say, "You what?" I said, "Oh, man, you couldn't eat more junk food than me when I was a kid. I was a master junk food eater." But I can't do it nowadays. Why? Because I eliminated it through fasting, through enemas. Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, I eat a cookie. But when I was a kid, when I was younger, man, I could eat three or four boxes of Oreo cookies, no problem. Now, there's no way I could do that because the energy of my system has changed. For me, the energy of having a green juice is more important than having four or five boxes because that stuff has been eliminated from my system. So when you see a person that can't live without it, and particularly a lot of times morbidly obese people, they literally have what I would call something equivalent to CDs and MP3 players all throughout the system that's wreaking havoc with their thinking. So people say, "Well, I control my thinking." Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You have to either do some type of cleaning with enemas and a little bit of fasting. As you do it, then people will start seeing that they don't really desire the meat anymore. And even, let me get into more detail about that. I had a good friend of mine, very good sister, I was telling her, I said, "Listen, if you go on a 40-day fast, I help the 40-day fast, you're going to realize a couple of things. You're going to realize that meat is a certain energy, but also meat has a certain rankness to it." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Most people eat meat don't realize they smell like rotten meat." Now, she's a beautiful sister. She said, "I don't smell like that." "Yes, you do. You just don't know it because you eat that. But if you stop eating it, if you like certain men, if you're a woman, you like certain guys, you won't be able to date men because you'll smell it." That is not true. Okay. So my good friend went on a 30-day fast. She was like, "Oh, my God, this." I said, "That's why I can't date women who eat meat, because they don't know that they smell like rotten raw meat. Not only do I know that, they don't understand that that rotten raw meat that stays in their skin and their colon is going to eventually be the lupus. It's going to eventually be the heartache. Can't do it to themselves." Once I went on the fast, and I said, and I experienced that. I never forget that. It was back in the 90s. I went on a fast. And on the 19th day, cool, got hung out. And I was with one of my friends, beautiful sister. I was like, "Why does he smell like that?" And I realized what one of these vegetarians does, most of you don't realize that you eat that way. When you stop eating that way, an example would be when you're around an alcoholic. Alcoholics don't know they smell like alcoholic. You can smell it because you don't think they're like alcohol. Same with media. So for all my meat eating friends, you start cleansing your system out. And you start to smell what your family members and friends smell like, you're not going to want to go back to that. I didn't. That was it. No woman, get the chicken. Nah, I didn't want to smell like that. So, you know, and another thing that happens, you know, I'll say this too, is that just when I started to realize that cancer has a smell, I remember back in the late 90s, I was around a gentleman. He had this really, really horrific, I never smelled smell like that before. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, he died of cancer. Then I smelled something else like that again. I was like, "That's the smell of cancer." So I remember telling one of my friends, "Listen, man, go to your checkup and check yourself out." And he got mad at me. I didn't tell him what I knew. And he started having symptoms. "You go to the doctor, you have cancer." "So how'd you know?" Now, I never told him I could smell it. Now, for me, I remember I heard that from some of my mentors. They said, "Des, all foods have an odor and a smell. As you cleanse your system out, you can start to realize what it's like." And when I started cleansing the system out, that was enough for me to say, "You know what? I ain't messing with fried chicken. I ain't messing around with steak. That's it." Because I said to myself, wow, I had no idea that I was taught. And my parents didn't realize it. We fasted when we were kids and we did things and we did juice. But they didn't know. And now that I know, that's it. I changed. And now I have no desire. Now, for me, I enjoy having a salad. I enjoy, you know, eating vegetables. I love getting, you know, watermelon that has seeds in it. I enjoy it. I can't say I was always like that because now my DNA has changed. Now a lot of toxins have been released from my system. And last but not least, when you eat meat and you eat certain foods, another thing that happens to you folks, and something you want to understand, you eat meat and you like a lot of ice cream and pasta and stuff, understand that your body is riddled with viruses, worms, and parasites. Every one. So now, I remember I was told, I thought that that's not true. Eating meat, I started eating more healthy foods, and I started eating oxygen foods. It started to rid these parasites and these worms from my system. Whoa! I said, wait a minute. So that can become a huge, how would I say, but that to me really got me to say, nah, that I have to change, because I didn't like being a housing system for parasites, worms, and toxins. I don't like that. You know, when I didn't know it, I was ignorant. Now that I'm knowledgeable and I've experienced it, and I've helped other people eliminate parasites, worms, and toxins. So if that's what you like, then understand that you can't blame you about it yourself. And once I realized it, so I'm in control of this vessel. I'm in control of this temple. And then I knew it, the more cleansed I became, the more I desired more high vibratory food, it's a lot more easier for me. So what I would say to your people, start cleansing the system. Start going on a systematic fast. Start eating more natural foods. And as your body becomes cleansed, you're going to now start desiring those what I would call lower vibratory foods. Okay?
Great, great. And last but not least, what final words would you leave to the audience that just say, you know, what is it that you want to really drive home for the audience to intentionally live well?
What I would say is, like any person who's trying to give you information, what is my intention? Like, what is my agenda? You know, and my agenda is I love people because I love myself. I empower myself, so I want to empower you. I want to live a fulfilling life. So in other words, doing to others, you want people doing to you. So, and if you're an adult out there listening and you have young people that you're mentor to, understand that what you do, your kids follow. You know, if, you know, I know you and I had conversations outside your great radio show, but I say to a lot of my friends, I said, listen, at any given time, you know, we're the teacher, sometimes we're the student, we're the parent, or we're the child. Well, when it comes to health and wellness, I hear a lot of my friends go, when I get old, my kid's going to be wheeling around in a wheelchair. Well, you know, I don't say anything because there's nothing to say anything. Examine that. Why would you feel you have to get old and your kids have to wheel around in a wheelchair? Because you think that's where you live. And why do you think that way? Why would you think that way if you know that anything is possible in the universe? So if anything's possible, wouldn't it make sense to follow a ritual that will take you to a place of health, that will maintain your thought process? If you're a person and you're overweight, being overweight is not a crime. You know, being 200, 300, 400 pounds, not a crime. But ask yourself, go to the hospital and ask the doctor how many people in their 70s are morbidly obese. Not many, because most of them die. So if you know that, doesn't it make sense to start making a change right now? When you go to the hospital and you think about what I said, you know, in terms of oxygen, and you look at the people who are sickly, you know, most sick people have difficulty breathing. Remember I said the second most important thing is breathing. Why they have difficulty breathing? Because their body's clogged. Their nose is clogged. Their nasal cavity is clogged. Their chest is clogged. So the sicker a person is, the more difficult they have breathing. So if you're the parent and you have young people around you, wouldn't you want to start at least exploring the discipline so that you don't create the same death modalities for your kids? You're not, I mean, I don't say you're going to be perfect at it, but at least you can, like, and to me, that's how I look at things. You know, you don't have to, you know, if you like cigars, enjoy your cigars. If you like, you know, drinking liquor, enjoy. If you like me, enjoy it. But to sit around and say, there's no such thing as that's a lie. To say and teach kids, you know, forget about the adults. I'm talking about the kids. To tell kids, you know, if you have this, you're going to have the rest of your life. That's a lie. You know, I'll give this last anecdote. You know, my beautiful significant other, and then we got together, and there was a concern that she couldn't have kids. And I'm not getting into the full details of the story, and it was noted the doctor says you can have kids. We have an 8-year-old kid. So why do I have an 8-year-old kid? Because the same, I said to her, I said, listen, honey, there is no dis-ease or disorder that can't be reversed. If you continue living the same lifestyle, you're going to keep the same result. You have to change your lifestyle. So the food that you were brought up on, the way you think, your philosophies that you hang on to are killing you, and it's killing your body. Change the foods, change your philosophies, change your ideologies, and I promise you, you'll see results. Not a year from now. You start to see results immediately, and the way you can see the results, Sister Leah, is you can feel it. I'm going to say it 3 times. You can feel it. 3rd time, you can feel it. Pain and discomfort is an indication you are doing something wrong. Health, enlightenment, love, that feeling of beauty is an indication you are doing something right. You can just remember that. So if you're in pain, say, you know what? I got pain in my legs. I got pain in my back. I got pain in my head. What are those 5 things that it says? Clog the body, acidic, not getting enough oxygen, not hydrated. Oh, I'm doing something wrong. Let me eat more of those high vibratory foods. Let me drink more of some high vibratory water. Let me start taking some more green juice. Let me start eating more fruit. Let me start cleansing out that body. Then what's going to happen is the pain in your back, your leg, whatever's going to disappear, and that means you're going toward health. So pain and comfort are nothing more than signals of which you don't have to wait to go to the doctor. You already know. You already know. Just make the change. So I'll leave that because there's so much I could talk about, but I know we don't have time. And I appreciate the fact you allowed me to go over some of these things on your show. It's, I assure you, folks, it's not difficult. Some people you can look up, people like Dr. Sebi, who just recently passed, a queen of four. Is another person who has great things. She's alive. She's in Brooklyn. Ann Wigmore has great information. You want to study people who are what I would call breatharians. Breatharians are people who may eat once every month, once every 2 months. You know, they may, you know, they don't eat a lot. I met people like this, and they have superior health. They lift 10 times their weight. There are people who live like that all over the world. They're a small minority. They don't always expose themselves because they realize that most people want to live a toxic lifestyle. They don't want to live a toxic lifestyle. So if you start to look for these people, you'll find them in your community. And you see what they eat. They don't eat like you eat. They think differently. So breatharians, and you'll meet a breatharian who's 60 years old, you think they're 25 years old. They exist all in New York City and all over the world. So look for these people and say to yourself, maybe I need to adopt their lifestyle. Maybe I need to adopt their rituals and live that philosophy so now I could have a new destination for myself and my children and my family. So I'll leave with that. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so very much, Dez, for sharing the wisdom with us tonight. I mean, you know, we have heard so many different things, and so we thank you for sharing with us, you know, some of your personal testimonies and things that you've learned in your studies, and we truly appreciate you tonight.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show.
Thank you. Guys, if you miss any of the interview tonight, you want to go back and listen to the recording because we learned a lot from Dez and, you know, things about the body healing itself. All we have to do is just go and get the proper cleansing, get the proper oxygen and get oxygen and water and, you know, hydrate the body and make sure we're highly oxygenated. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to us tonight. Now, just want to make sure that you place on your calendar, we're having our two-year celebration of On Fire to Inspire at the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall on November 19th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Lenox Mall. The address is 3393 Peachtree Road Northeast, Suite 3007A. So if you are in the area, if you're in driving area, we look forward to seeing you. That is in 2 weeks and 4 days. That is our two-year anniversary of On Fire to Inspire. I want you to rock your brand. So if you don't have your T-shirt already, whether it's your bling T-shirt or the plain T-shirt, send me an email so you can go ahead and purchase your T-shirt. The plain T-shirts are going to be $15, and the bling T-shirts are $25. And then your books, your On Fire to Inspire book, you want to go ahead and pre-order your books. So when you come, we can either have them there for you to be signed, or you can have them shipped to you, and then we can actually, you can bring it with you to be signed. But we look forward to seeing you there. For those of you who will be journeying with us over to Renaissance Park this coming Sunday, we will be at Renaissance Park feeding the less fortunate, giving them clothing, coats, and things of that nature, helping them prepare for the winter. That is this coming Saturday with the Jasmine House Foundation. This coming Sunday with the Jasmine House Foundation at 11 a.m. at Renaissance Park in downtown Atlanta. And that is this coming Sunday, November the 6th at 11 a.m. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fire to Inspire. It's here to help push you in your purpose and your passion. And it is about being fruitful and prosperous in every area of your life. Thank you again for listening in. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed one.